pouring the concrete. That's a pretty scary feeling. And you?
That's not a good way to go.
No.
Supposedly the Great Wall of China is full of bodies, too.
Really?
Anyone that died there, I mean...
Give me Aqua.
Well, he might be there. That'd be a good place to hide. There'd be a lot of bones.
They say he's not a giant stadium, so...
Yeah,
yeah,
they already put the sign up in the end zone.
Yeah, they couldn't find him there. But anyway, so...
I think I might know.
Really?
My fault.
Well, it could happen from anywhere. You're in the union, right?
No.
Oh, you're not? Oh, I thought you were.
One, and it did not perform.
Oh.
I let my job just evaporate.
Just evaporate. Well, sometimes unions let that happen. But I'm just amazed at how many scary areas there are. Who else has a scary thing? Anybody got a scary thing?
There were a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Beechworth's Lunatic Asylum in Victoria, Australia.
That's not scary.
Australian, Canada's so
crappy.
Hey, mate. The asylum was actually opened from 1867 to 1995.
1995.
Yeah, so fairly recent for most of us.
Wow.
Over 9,000 deaths in that asylum. Within that time.
Like lobotomies that went wrong, or?
A lot of things went wrong in that asylum.
It sounds like it, yeah.
9,000.
And they try to have nightly tours, and it just doesn't happen.
It doesn't work.
No.
Because?
People are absolutely terrified of that place. They've heard so many horror stories of that asylum that... People are like, no.
So have they, I mean, certainly ghost investigators have gone in there, yeah?
Some have, yes, and they
haven't come
back.
They
don't go back for a second one.
Yeah.
They don't go back for a second one.
What was it called? The what asylum?
The Beechworth Lunatic Asylum.
They call it lunatic.
Yes. Yeah.
They pull more punches over there.
And I guess all the ghost hunters who go in at this point could also be considered lunatic.
Well.
Like us.
At some point, yeah.
Where are we going? Yeah, exactly.
I was there when it was
Australia's not that expensive.
Right.
We got the Shanley's not that far.
No. Nope.
It's $1,500 if you want to rent it for the whole night. And
$1,500?
Yeah.
That comes with donuts and bagels.
It does.
It better.
It does. But do you remember Chris and Brian from the Masonic Temple we did?
Yeah. They want to go?
Well, it's the two of them and somebody else that says, we'll do $100 seats. We'll come. We'll be quiet. We'll come with you. We want to go.
Mm.
So I said, well, so that's at least $1,200 left. So we got to think about it.
What do you mean if you want to rent the whole place out?
The whole place
would
be
more people.
Yeah, but you could still go up and rent a couple rooms and still walk around the hallway. So.
Yeah.
You
do anything you want.
You don't have to rent it for the night, but it's... better for what we're
doing.
You're doing it. You want to
control
the
atmosphere. Did you rent it for the night before when you were there?
Yeah.
There were other people there.
That was the first time we were there, and we rented it for the whole night.
Was it $1,500?
It was $1,000.
But there were
other people there,
well,
right?
Well, later on in the night, we found a couple, like three or four people.
No,
we found three or four
people.
And
there were probably about, there might have been about 12 of us in there, right? All together.
But only... What, seven or eight of us stayed overnight?
Yeah.
There was about a third of us that left.
Yeah.
They were there for a few hours, 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then they had to go.
And you can do it you can just rent a room for the night, but you there will be other people there doing things too, so that doesn't mean you're always going to get into the areas you want to go in. So it's better if you have a huge group that you can get enough that you know you're the only ones in there. It's just, you know, I would not go without staying overnight. Virgil, we had a cool room.
Yeah.
We had a really haunted room because I was in Virgil and I stayed in the same room because you have to group up. They don't have they have a lot of rooms, but not, you know, there were like 3 or 4 people in a room or 4 or 5 people in a room, some of them. So, you know, we pretty much chose who we felt. We didn't mind being up all night, woken by some of the people wanted to sleep.
I'm staying
we
within a three-season porch that was just off of Scabby's room. And when I went in there, I went to turn the light on, and there was no path, like the light thing's on. I was like, all right, well, maybe I got the ceiling fan, I got another light. Someone had gone and climbed underneath all the furniture and unplugged everything. So I thought it was a little weird, but I figured that's when I first got this. It was no big deal. So I plugged it back in, and I got the light next to the little nightstand. That was fine. I left my stuff there. At the end of the night when we went in, I went back in the room, and this, something had turned the ceiling fan on, and it was at full speed. It looked like it was spinning faster than that. I thought it was going to come out of the ceiling. It was so cold in there. I had like three blankets. I don't think I could get it to shut off. Remember I tried to shut it off? And it was just spinning. It was like looking up at an airplane while it was coming at you. And then over that, I could hear something walking around.
Yeah, and then outside.
One side to the other. And I'd be like, is that you, Jack?
No, that was funny.
Did you get out of that?
He was in
no,
the attached room.
I said, you can hear that, can't you?
It was weird. The rooms are interesting because they're all
the
set up differently.
Was
there
like
was a door to
like
the same room, but like a little doorway into where he was laying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had like enclosed that porch and they made it off that room. It was like you can't see it on air, obviously, but my bed was here and the door was right here and then Virgil was like right there. So he could only hear, like we could only hear what
I
was
couldn't
going
physically
on.
See in the room because
right.
I was looking at
it. It was
way.
Pitch black, too.
And
then he just kept saying, Jackie, are you walking around? No, Virgil. Okay, just checking.
So what?
Jackie, are you getting up now? No, Virgil. Just checking.
So
Jackie,
what,
was that you?
So what evidence did you get?
Oh, we got a lot of stuff. We got phenomenal evidence. It's on my old computer.
What, like EVPs, you mean?
Everything.
Yeah.
Video, EVPs, personal experience. It was the most haunted place I think I've ever been in.
I don't know where the footage went, but we had like a live camera going up in the brothel, and when I came downstairs, and there was these weird little stairs you had to navigate to get up and down, and the dark wasn't there. And I, what?
Your phone.
Oh. Sorry. Technical difficulties. Anyway, I came down to look at the live feed that was on the laptop, and it looked like someone had a snow machine up there. There was so many, and there was no one up there. We had just left, and it took 4 or 5 minutes to get down. So, you know, there might have been some dust, but this looked like someone had an actual wind machine on, and you could see the turbulence. And all the what looked like orbs and dust all mixed together, whirling all over the place. I mean, it looked like a special effect on a sci-fi show.
Mm.
Very strange.
There was we got phenomenal EVPs though. There was a little boy who was up there who had died, and
you saw him too.
Called that.
Sure, you saw part of him.
There was a new investigator. It was his first investigation with us, and I was doing a walkthrough because he got there a little bit later. It was just him and myself. Of course, we had no equipment with us because we hadn't started yet. It was just like a quick run through before we went to dinner.
Yeah, we're just kind of looking around.
Yeah, we walk up into the one room and we get up into the room and he happened to be right next to me. And we walked through the door at the same time, and I just remember him turning. I've never seen anybody turn that white ever. He turned white as a ghost and he just said, did you see that?
And
he was new. And I said, yes. And it was the ghost of the little boy was halfway out of the closet. And all you saw, you could see the piece of him. And you saw him take his foot, and he just pulled it slowly back in. And I thought he was going to pass out, and because then it was just gone.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, yep, so we went up there later and did an EVP session, and you hear him perfectly clear on the EVPs. And I guess there was something, because he was very young, and at some point he was talking back and forth to the one investigator and, you know, telling her, you know, he liked her. And then I guess, was it me? I can't remember who it was that reminded him of his mother or something.
I think that was you.
Yeah, and he said something like, I love her.
Uh-huh.
Perfectly clear.
Wow.
It was crazy, like the EVPs in there. And every room was different. Every room had a completely different...
Is this the one where Diane Foley was with you?
In that room. She was
Diane
in that room.
Did she walk through a ghost or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the hallway. She
walked right through ectoplasm. It was great.
Did she see it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was a white mist.
She
walked right through.
She never saw a ghost in her life.
Yeah.
It was
except for
so cool there. I wanted to go back. I would go back tomorrow. But I would prefer that it's a that we had the, like, where we have the hotel, because you don't know what energies you're going to be in there with, or who you're working with, or who,
right.
If it's just people randomly staying there just for the weekend, you know. So when you're a ghost hunting group, it's nice if you have paranormal investigators.
So is the place usually booked?
Yeah, they're pretty booked.
They can,
I mean, there's a list.
Well, you know,
there's
what?
A schedule.
They
that's
have
how I did it.
Up there too sometimes.
Okay.
They do other activities, not other than, you know, like they'll.
They do functions.
They'll
yeah.
have stuff like, I remember they had one I almost went to on automatic writing.
Oh, really?
Given by a group, and then after that they did a ghost hunt. So sometimes they have activities planned, and then you ghost hunt afterwards.
For the paranormal.
You go with their group,
yeah.
You know, and then you break off from your own little group, too. So, but I haven't been to any of those things. It's been a while since I was there. I had a lot of luck up there with the obelisk. It was very active.
Mm-hmm.
I borrowed it from one of our members. He said it wasn't really, he wasn't getting anything from it. And I said, do you mind if I try it? Because I'd seen them. I had heard of them, but I'd never used one before. So as he put it in my hand, it started talking. And it didn't stop talking all night.
Wow.
It was very strange. But the thing I remember most is we went out, there's a well on the other side of the, there's a street adjacent to the building, but on the same side of the street as the building. And there's a well there, and it's a story about a young girl that drowned in the well. She fell in the well. Which sounds kind of odd. How can you drown in a well? But we find out a week later something to validate that story. But while we're out by the well, whatever is communicating with us is saying, can you basically open up the well again? The one that opened up, what does that mean, open it up? Now, the week before we were there, ghost hunters were there.
Mm-hmm.
And on that episode that aired like 2 weeks after we were there, they brought a backhoe in. They opened that well. But we didn't know that at the time. And when I saw that on TV, I was like, holy crap, I can't believe that's what she was talking about. Because the well had been open, probably the first time in 50, 70 years, and they, the little girl, whatever spirit was in there, wanted the well open. And when you looked in the well from the TV show, I'd never seen a well made like this. Usually they're just stonework that goes straight down. This one had steps on the outside. So there was little stones jutting out
that
about
you could walk down
6 to 8 inches.
Mm-hmm.
All I can think of is maybe they were maintenance steps, so you could be down in the bottom of the well in case it got clogged up.
Yeah.
But if a young child fell in there and the water level was low and you hit one of those, it would fracture your skull.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
knee.
There were a lot of, like, tragic deaths there and
yeah.
fires and
well,
people
the
were,
boy,
were murdered.
The little
like
boy,
the
I guess, got hit by a car, right?
No, I thought he was that, or did he fall out the window?
Well,
I can't remember.
I know one of them supposedly got run over by a car in front of the building, I believe.
Yeah, I can't remember. It might have been that one.
Then
but then there was the woman who hung herself. Like, there was some horrible.
In the back room, a woman.
Well, some of the rooms are, like, for some people, they were scared to death. Like,
yeah.
Some people wouldn't stay overnight.
Nobody wanted to go in that room at all, remember? No one wanted anything to do with that room.
And they didn't want it. They chose not to stay because there were some very disturbing things that happened, and they weren't comfortable with that type of spirit energy. And like I said, every room is different, but I mean, that's something close by for anybody who's on the East Coast for them to go to, and it is known to be very extremely haunted.
Which state is it in?
New York.
New York State.
It's in New York State. So
mm-hmm.
How far
it's
is
right
it?
Up by Pine Bush.
Oh,
it's
all
like
right.
It's like,
well,
it took us about an hour and a half, I think.
Oh, not
right?
far. No,
if we stayed there, we could do that in UFO hunt.
Mm-hmm.
We got tired of looking.
Yeah, because what we did is we carpooled, a lot of us carpooled from here so
right.
that, because it was a long trip, and then we, like, discussed and talked on the
yeah.
way up and stuff, and saved parking.
Watch,
you know, because it wasn't.
Remember the creepy motel we stopped at? Look at. That scared you. You didn't like that.
Oh no, I wouldn't get out of the car.
A creepy motel.
Yeah, we were.
Dude, that ride is creepy
yeah.
at night.
But there was a place that was like an old like motel hotel type thing that you drive up and get your own little room. And it kind of looked a little bit like the Bates Hotel, kind of, but not with the big, you know, office building in the back. And Jackie didn't want no part of it.
I didn't want
to. She got out for a couple minutes and
I jumped back in the
car.
Like, no, don't want to take those home with me.
We're wandering around looking in windows. But it was an interesting
Yeah, we went up to, we drove up together, but it was fun. So, what else we got for scary? Disturbing. I missed the chunk of the show because I was busy trying to fix it.
And you did?
Is it on?
Yes.
We're live?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank goodness.
What? We're a little bit faint, but we're there.
Okay.
Yes, we're there.
I'm helping myself. Sorry.
Yes. You got it? I think you found a lot of the ones that I did, so.
I love the one about the ghost that was using the toys.
Yeah, I saw that one.
The Southfield Poltergeist.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer of 2006, not that long ago, a young couple and their 3-year-old son were terrorized by a nasty spirit. It began in December 2005. The spirit stacked stairs. Do we remember? It does, doesn't it? Moves, tested. You know, I wouldn't believe that unless I'd seen a picture from him.
You do know that now because we're doing this episode, what's going to be here tomorrow morning.
You're going to send pictures, right, when you've come in. Stacked chairs, booths, presses doors, and slammed doors. And it was a malicious ghost that meant business. It had access to something the family had, small, cuddly toys, which is kind of bizarre when you think about it. The woman felt her son, one night in bed, the woman felt her son's toy dog hit her in the back of the head. She sat up and turned on the light just in time to see a second stuffed dog flying in her direction. They cowered under the covers. They felt something trying to pull it away. We've seen that. People have had that, too. For some reason, spirits are very good at pulling covers off people in the middle of the night, which actually is terrifying.
Because they're light.
Crawling under them.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden, her husband yelled in pain, and 13 scratches appeared on his back. The scratches, just like that. It said the poltergeist showed that it could cause direct physical harm, and it seemed determined that toys were the way to go, which is bizarre. It hung a rocking horse from the ceiling by its reins, and it placed a large, cuddly rabbit in a chair at the top of the stairs with a sharp box cutter in its paws. It left messages on the young boy's whiteboard.
Hire that poltergeist for Halloween.
Yeah.
That's some good ideas.
It wrote messages on the boy's whiteboard.
Head three.
It said, you're dead. It was right on the little boy's whiteboard, you're dead. So I don't know how long they stayed in town.
Not long.
That's creepy.
The box cutters and the rabbit's paws is pretty intense.
Yeah.
You know, I saved Ted, too. I haven't seen it.
Oh, I love those movies. Patty McFat fuck.
Charlie, did you hit the button?
No.
He missed it. He threw too fast.
Hey, we're on at prime time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you could say anything you want.
Okay. Who's next turn?
Oh, my God.
Somebody else.
Go ahead, Paul.
I actually have the abandoned, let me see if I can pronounce this correctly.
Is this Australia again?
No, this one's Japan. Taka.
Home of spirits.
Yes, Taka Kanuma.
That's a wood?
Close.
Or?
I know the one you're talking about. That's higher up on my list.
It's a suicide
one? I don't know if it's near the park, but it's got a certain theme to it. This is an old abandoned amusement park that, when it was built in 1973, there is nothing but mist surrounding the entire amusement park, and it actually went into the amusement park. So it closed down because of the mysterious deaths that were occurring. They won't allow you, and
no?
I'll tell you why.
No,
actually, more serious stuff.
Oh, really?
Yes. It actually reopened in 1986 because it's a big attraction. It's a big amusement park, and there were only, rumors.
Kind of like a Great Adventure type amusement park?
Yeah, Great Adventure is
like
in the middle of the woods, in the middle of, like, deep, thick woods with mist. Think of the movie, Mist.
Yeah.
Only in an amusement park, exactly. And for whatever reason, after they reopened in 1986, they closed it down for another year. They closed it down in a year because of mysterious death occurring again. And they won't allow anyone to go near the park because of the Fukushima radiation, and that area is close to it. So,
imagine a vortex filled with radiation. Imagine what that does.
Now, according to what I was able to find, there's actually no official information on the place, because according to Japan, it doesn't exist.
It won't work.
Yep. It is completely wiped out. So,
the same one saying that there's no more radiation coming out of the nuclear power plant.
Oh, it's continuing to spread all across the Pacific.
There's probably not enough concrete in Japan to stop it. You know what I mean?
Fuel, you keep putting concrete on it, just burn it off.
Yep. So not only is that amusement park haunted, but
now it's doomed.
Now it's really doomed. No one can go see it because of the radiation.
So what happens when World War II, when we dropped the atomic bomb in those cities in Japan? People are living there now.
Yes,
they're a vibrant city. Someone's not telling the truth.
So what about the radiation?
Right?
That's supposed to last a
half-life.
Yeah, half-life. So what? I don't understand that.
I don't either.
It's the amount of radiation, because the Fukushima is only like a couple of years. It's only been a couple of years since Fukushima. It's the amount of radiation that's there currently.
No. I understand Fukushima.
Well, right.
But Nagasaki and
Hiroshima.
People
right.
live in that city, and they were decimated by.
From what we've been told about radioactive
nuclear bombs.
Fallout and bombs like that, you would literally have to remove all the topsoil down to subsoil. And remove everything living there and everything that was,
everything.
Irradiated and built from scratch.
Okay, I heard something. I'm probably wrong, but I heard that both Nagasaki and Hiroshima, where the bombs went off 500 feet above.
Yeah.
Above the,
they weren't.
The
they
ground
weren't ground based.
If it would have hit the ground. And all of the it would have created a crater, and all of the dirt would have been thrown up in the air, and whatever, it would have been all made radioactive. That's when the half-life comes into play. Whereas they did it 500 feet above ground level, which meant that just the force blasted everything,
right?
Basically flattened everything.
Well,
and the radiation went up.
But it comes
ground.
Back down. It falls back
well,
down.
Well, it does,
falls.
But it came to the West Coast, so they're not worried.
Well, to
came,
further,
yeah.
to the reason why they the reason why they exploded them above the city
mm-hmm.
is because it would cause more casualties
yeah.
that way.
Well, that's what they were looking for.
They wanted to kill as many people as they could.
Absolutely.
If it hit the ground, it would have been more localized
right.
where that explosion was. This, you got people with the blast, you got
yep.
people with the light, you got people with the heat,
yep.
and then
the radiation.
Right. But to further your point on that, look at Chernobyl. Chernobyl was an underground or in-ground nuclear explosion. And what was that, 1,000 years? They can't use
they
that
can't
property at all.
Can't
and
so,
it's full of wildlife, full of wolves and fish. There's all kinds of stuff.
That's there. Going there.
Yep.
And the grandmothers didn't leave. Did you see all the grandmothers that moved back?
I've heard about that. I haven't
They're called the Chernobyl babushkas or something like that because all the people that they moved into the cities, they're just like dying slow deaths because they lost their property, their homes, and the grandma said, we're going to die anyway, so they refused to leave.
They're so old ladies, the thing they didn't drop in quickly because those old ladies would have lived forever.
Mm.
They are tough.
That would have just preserved them.
Yes. Made them mean.
What, Sicilian?
Sicilian grandma. Look out, holy.
I have to look it up. Is it on Google?
My wife. Grandmother was Sicilian.
Oh.
And he was. The only thing that kept her alive for long was that meme.
Well, a German grandma, her stubborn.
I'd kiss her, and her grandmother would be behind me, kicking me. I mean, and she was 4'11 and about 82 pounds. I mean, you gotta be pretty mean.
Well, the Swiss hold the close.
Maybe they're just setting their ways.
Well,
do you know what German grandmas are like?
Yep.
No idea.
Yep.
Well, I do, because I'm German.
And
they're very
brutal.
They just
don't
they're
piss
very
them off.
Well. They're very headstrong and very stubborn.
Right, Eastern European.
program will go
like
tough.
To torture people.
The, listen, German, like, you don't mess
you
with them.
You understand the German language really quick
yeah.
when you get in trouble, man. Let
That's
me tell
for
you.
Sure.
I have a Norwegian grandmother.
Wouldn't
she was a ball buster. Really.
Let me tell you, when my great grandmother used to call me Palja, I was gone, man. I ran for the hills.
Palja?
Palja.
What's Palja?
I got little dipshit.
Close to it.
I think it's
something similar. Something similar.
Is
but
that how it was, is that German?
Yeah.
Is that how it was pronounced?
When she, that's what she called.
That's
me.
How she said it.
Yeah.
Oh, my grandparents spoke fluent German because they came here off the boat. So like when that started coming out,
we run like hell.
And mine were really nice. It's just like I would know. My grandpa was like 5'1", and when he was mad at something, you knew. And he was like the sweetest guy, but you knew you didn't go near if they were angry or annoyed at something. It didn't matter how big they were.
My grandpa was Swedish, and he was about 5'1",
mm-hmm.
and he was like, grandma was towered over.
Oh, yeah, so did mine. On my grandmother's side, some of the brothers were over 6 feet. You know, they lived over 100 years old, all of them.
Oh.
It crazy age. Like, they were like 6'5", and they lived to be 102.
These are giants.
Really? Those were her
That's
brother. My grandmother's
know.
Brother.
Oh, your grandmother's brother.
I had an uncle who married an Eskimo girl when he was 96.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. How old was she?
Wow.
She's about. You
really?
Know, yeah.
Whoa.
He's my hero.
Heaven on earth, really. Heaven
wow.
on earth.
Wow.
My dad
or
said.
Or hell on
yeah.
earth.
My dad said.
Those
of you
have to live in the Eagle Age.
You know.
I think my aunts are going to make 100.
Right?
Yeah, they're still running around, and they're in their mid-90s now.
Wow, still running around.
They are still running
well,
around.
We totally
yeah.
went off topic.
Okay.
We went from atomic bombs to...
Okay.
Go ahead, where are you off topic anyway?
When she met...
Wait, what nationality?
At least she was Irish. And when she met my great-great, he was 6'5", and she was 5'4", 4'9". You saw him drinking out of the river in Boone. He went over and put her foot on the back of his head and held his head underwater. That's how he met. And
oh,
later, they got,
woman, huh?
Later they got married on Halloween.
Wow. Oh, that's a cool day to get married on.
I thought you were going
to
say she walked over and kicked him in the ass a lot.
Well, she kicked him in the ass.
They died.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder if anybody's done that haunted house wedding.
I've seen
haunted
cool.
Cool.
Castles, yes.
That would be
oh,
cool.
Yeah. Sure.
I've actually DJed a wedding in a haunted castle.
Really?
But that's another topic
Wait,
for another
oh,
day.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do in the future.
What?
Get married in a haunted castle.
Uh-huh.
You going to get married?
I got to meet a guy first.
you're just getting out of the frying pan. Don't throw yourself
oh,
into the fire.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm good.
Okay.
We could do mock weddings so you could practice.
Any other scary places?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are.
That wedding's going to scare me.
Wait a minute. Where did they do the Shining?
Stanley Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that
was the
Stanley.
Stanley.
I thought that was up in Canada.
The Shanley
no,
is the one that
that's
the
one in Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah.
Stanley.
Yeah,
is where
I
did
that?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Stephen King said he had stayed there at the end of the season.
Well,
he said,
he's
the
pretty sick anyway, though.
Oh,
yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
King, he got, that's where he got the inspiration. He's staying in a nearly empty hotel the night before it was scheduled to close for winter. The eerie confines of the hotel creeped him out so much that he thought he would scare everybody else.
Creeped him out.
Yeah.
Now you know it's a scary
yeah.
hotel. The hotel creeped him out.
Yeah.
And then he wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
And a pretty darn
when you get scared, you gotta make money.
Pretty darn good movie.
And
too.
You know what? I don't care what anybody says, but Jack Nicholson did it the best.
What?
Oh,
is some,
man.
Are they made repeats of that?
Well, with the guy from Wings, the other guy.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. He was so scary.
He was very scary.
Oh.
And that Batman Crothers.
He was great. I was just going to say, I love that guy. He was the best. With those two little girls standing at the end of the hallway.
I'm famous.
No, that was the old lady in the car.
Oh, wow. Well, before.
Now you know what the Eskimo car went
for. That was a disturbing
thing.
That's like
the Eskimo in reverse.
You know what? They had a lot of famous people who were in, right, the disturbing or the terrorizing hauntings and things like that. I saw a few of the stories where they were talking about actors and
the evil harp from
the heart.
The
heart.
I wrote it down.
The Norse gods are coming to me.
Oh,
you know where there was one? I don't know who this was, but do you know who Kate Morgan was?
Kate! Hey.
Oh, this is way back. I don't know who, I never heard of her.
Kate.
No, because she was way back, like into 1890. She was an actress or something, and she was at Hotel Coronado.
Yes.
Oh, you know that one?
Yeah,
that's the one where she was supposed to have been shot, and then she just disappeared. They didn't know. One day she was there, one day she wasn't.
Oh, and they didn't know why she came to that hotel.
Yeah,
that
was a big mystery around it.
They thought that perhaps she was having a personal assignation or something,
right? Mm-hmm. So that's supposed to. Supposed to be very haunted.
A personal assignation?
It's like.
Was that like a rear door type of thing?
It's like an instinct.
What
sounds like a hemorrhoid or something.
Early 1800s, and by all accounts, was a perfectly pleasant person, as far as Antebellum South Side of the
yeah.
store. But despite her,
she had a special attic.
Oh yeah, she did. She was an uncompromising sadist. She brutalized and tortured dozens, if not hundreds, of slaves over the course of several decades. She tortured them in the attic of her mansion, and on the Royal Street in the French Quarter. The mansion still stands, and it's become one of the biggest tourist destinations. People say they can still hear the screams of tortured slaves emanating from the attic, and more than one is reported seeing the portly ghost roaring of menacing visitors who trespass on its property.
Anyone who is a fan of American Horror Story,
mm-hmm.
if you've watched Coven, Kathy played her.
Oh.
And it's amazing. Because she, in the, not to give a lot away, but she's cursed by a voodoo priestess
mm-hmm.
in the show, and she's buried alive out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then this little psychic witch who can hear things hears her underground, and they dig her up. And it's just bizarre. I mean, there's a lot of comments on politics and different things because she is from pre-Civil War times. She owns slaves, and they show her sitting in a room because they locked her in a room because she's crazy. And she looked at the TV, and Barack Obama's on TV, and she goes, "Oh my God, the country lost.
Yeah,
there's a black president." You know, it just flipped her out completely. But then it goes back in time and shows some of the things she was doing to the slaves, had them chained up in cages. Allegedly, according to the show, they could have embellished a little. She apparently used to feed them to people, parts of them.
Oh,
she had big parties.
Like a Hannibal Lecter.
It's really creepy the stuff she did. And
Sweeney Todd.
It was like a torture chamber up in her attic. And anyone who didn't behave, they got special, you know, she walked there and pulled someone's eye out. It didn't matter. She was like staying effect.
The most prolific.
But a lot of those are earthbound.
Yep.
But women don't often become serial killers.
No. There's only a few in the history. There's the one that was killing truck drivers in Florida.
Yep.
And there's some that they think might have.
The really horrific one was a serial killer.
They don't know when to stop.
Well,
I don't know how to be that kind of person, but all right, we'll go with it.
You'll learn if you get married again.
Why? Why?
Yeah, why?
Anyway, did anybody ever hear of the Tower of London?
Yes, I was there.
Yes.
The Tower of London. What about
which is supposed to be haunted by Anne Boleyn,
yes.
Headless.
Yes.
And Lady Jane Grey.
So people see their spirits
walking
through?
Yep. And then a couple of princes.
They see the headless woman?
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
Did you see it when you were there?
In fact, I didn't even, at that time when I was there, this has to be back in 1992, 93 time frame, I didn't even feel anything. I just went around, you know, they got the jewels in there. I felt nothing. It was great.
I got nothing.
But
the end.
When I went up to York, which is the old wall, you know, it's an old medieval town, and they used to have the different gates that you had to go through to get into the town where they would hang, put their enemy heads on stakes and have them up on top of the spikes. On top of the gates to scare their enemies away. I went to the Black Swan Inn.
Ooh.
And it is haunted. And
yeah, which I think.
Actually, when I was there, it was actually a Saturday, and everybody was there. It was all these people, you know, they were all having a great time drinking and telling stories. It was a huge room. No seats, just a huge room. And people were standing there.
Everyone stands around and drinks.
Everybody stands around and drinks. And there's a bar, a long bar on one side of the room. Everybody's walking there and getting their drinks. Back, and it was approximately 9:30 at night, and all of a sudden, the crowd starts to get quiet, and they start to separate. Some walk towards the bar, some walk away from the bar to the other side of the room, and all of a sudden, you could hear a cane being dragged on the floor, and everybody just looked to one end where they heard the cane, and as it went past, everybody's looking at the floor and looked past themselves to the right, and the cane went out. And I'm standing, I'm a doubting Yank. I go over to the bar and I look at the bartender and next to was pretty cool. He goes, yeah, he just, it doesn't happen all the time. I said, so I guess I got lucky. He goes, I'm very lucky being here. I said, so who's in the basement ratting the game against
him? Yeah, where's the button?
Yep. He sits in and he goes, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He sits there. I said, who's downstairs? He goes, there's no downstairs. I said, where do you keep all your stuff? He goes, and he walks me behind the bar, and there's another room where they got all of the kegs. And I said, there's got to be a basement here. He goes, the river ooze, was right behind, and they couldn't have a basement because the water level was too high. And that's when I realized, what's going on
here?
So
what was that supposed to be? I mean,
they just said that 3 years. This was a new owner in England means he had it for like 50 years.
Yeah.
Okay? Because these buildings were like,
medieval,
6, 7 years old. He sits there and he says, since I'm here, he says, we've been hearing it.
There was no story behind it? There was no story. So does it happen at that time? Or the same time?
No, because he said it didn't happen all the time.
It just happened to happen that night. And when it happened, I remember one of the guys, I'm standing in the middle of the room, one of the guys grabs me by the arm and goes, back up. You know? And I backed up, and you could hear the chain on the floor to the left being dragged. You could hear it. You know how you can follow a sound?
Like a prisoner's chain.
I don't know what it was. It's just a chain, and you sit there, and it goes right in front of you, and then it goes off to the right. And you're sitting there, and you're like, what am I experiencing here? Now, it wasn't scary. It wasn't terribly terrifying. Nothing like that. But he sits there, and he goes, every so often. He says, maybe once a month, once every 2 months, this happened. I happened to be there on the right night.
Wow.
And it was just phenomenal. And then the chain stops, and everybody sort of looks at each other and goes, go back to the bar. Because they were only open till like 10:30 at night. The bars are closed at 10:30, and you could have your light on. He goes, "Think you're out. You're going home. You're walking home." But it was just amazing. It was one of those things where, you sit there and you say, "Tower of London."
What was the name of the bar?
It was called the Black Swan.
Oh, that was the Black Swan.
But it wasn't an inn. It was just a bar.
Okay.
Maybe years ago they might have had a second floor where they housed people. But I would think if I went back to the Tower of London, no one. I probably feel something. But when I walked through it, that time, first time ever,
your focus is different.
Well,
yeah.
You're looking at the
that's
jewels,
yeah.
And how everything is, and the beef eaters are standing there with their
own culture.
Absolutely.
And, learn about how
to. Actually, I was there on business, but I had to make a few stops and some sites too. But it was just amazing. It was just amazing. But you know what? I would bet that the tower, you got to get some good stuff in. You have to get some good stuff in. And then right next to the tower,
people were frightened to death in narrow lives. Forget about that.
Exactly. And just next to that was where Tower Bridge was. And the Tower Bridge is the one that has the huge towers on it on both ends. And that's one of the bridges that we thought we were buying as London Bridge.
That's not
London Bridge. London Bridge was just a little span. Whereas Tower Bridge was the one with the bridge and everything. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Am I boring you?
Is London Bridge in Lake? No. Just had a glass of wine.
No problem. But it's very cool. Very cool stuff. And in England, if you see a building and it's got a cornerstone on it and it's after the year, say, 1200, it's new.
Yeah.
It's new because everything there is like 1100, 800, 600 AD. You're sitting there going, 600?
There's still Roman ruins over there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
It was just amazing when you go to England. I mean, compared to us, this country, our country has nothing.
The minute something gets over 200 years old, it's time to cut it down.
There you go.
Now hide it. Unless enough people get behind it to find safe part of it.
Yeah.
But,
that's what we're saying about Fenway Park. Yeah, you got to tear it down. You don't have a decent team in there. It's old. Just tear it down.
I like England.
A lot of Boston fans you got here.
Not anymore.
If
Yeah, well. How about I don't know if anybody got any of this, but how about haunted ships or submarines or anything like that? Because Mark wanted to go to that SF United States or something down in near Philadelphia. Wasn't there a steamship United States that was supposed to set the record for going across the Atlantic? And it was supposed to be open to. We could have, I guess, done an investigation there, but now it's under contract to be renovated.
Oh, they're restoring it.
Well,
or
I don't know if they started yet. But
truthfully, I would rather go after it's renovated.
After it's renovated.
Because if there are shipmates who have died there and they're looking at all these renovations, they're not going to be happy.
Well, during the renovation.
Well, during the renovation or even afterwards. They may get stirred up by all this, and it might actually make the investigation interesting, more interesting for us.
How about the Queen Mary? People
oh
tend to hear all kinds of things in there.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a friend of mine that went there, and, you know, they take you on a little tour.
Wait, where
the
is
bulkhead
it?
Area.
Is it
it's down
California,
by Long Beach, California.
California.
And he sat there, and he says he heard sounds in the ship in the hull.
Yes.
You know, he never would have thought he would hear. He says it was so strange.
Mm.
I mean, you know, things that are terrifying, I don't know about terrifying, but, you know, when you hear something like that, it's got to get you going.
Have we ever heard anything from the Intrepid in New York City?
No. Well, that's interesting. It's wonderful. That's
A, local for us. B, it's one of the more popular ships to actually survive, and I haven't heard any stories.
Have you been on the Intrepid?
I have been on the Intrepid a couple of times. My
me
grandfather's
too.
Taken me.
Yeah.
So it's very enclosed. You know, if you don't like bases, don't go in. But all the more reason, you know, I would think there'd be some hauntings in there, but I haven't heard anything.
You know, when I went there, obviously you could be on the top, the flight deck.
Right.
And then they had the elevator that would bring you down to the next deck, which was, I guess, a storage area for planes.
Correct.
And then if you went down below that was like quarters and whatever and everything else, that was spooky. That was tight.
Right.
And I really didn't care for it. And I went there as a kid.
Right.
And I really didn't think it was where I would want to spend much time. But the next deck up, towards the planes or the flight deck was great.
Yeah.
But you're right, below those decks, you know,
that's
tough. I don't know if I'd want to spend much time there at all. In fact, I think I went there so long ago that they allowed you to see a lot more than they allow you now.
Right.
Now some of it's off
limits. Yeah.
Not so bad. But, I bet you there's plenty of stuff like that. You know, how about planes?
I'd like to. I think that's going to be a fright.
Pompeii?
Yeah. Pompeii over in Italy where the Vesuvius exploded.
So where?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
They've
I thought Pompeii was like, you know, blew up with the Vesuvius.
No, it was
did you look up to see if there were any hauntings there?
I haven't really seen too many stories or things. I mean, I haven't, you know, researched specifically like that. But, you know, that was such a human tragedy there. I mean, people are frozen in time, you know, with the debris from the volcano.
Yeah.
There's got to be a lot of energy stuff.
Mm.
That and Herculaneum, too, was destroyed.
How about the earthquakes they just had over
there? Oh, my goodness.
Amatrice and Smell.
Yeah, in the center of Italy.
I mean, you know, you said they're 100 miles northeast of Rome, I think they said.
Correct.
It. And you sit there and you're like, the mayor sits there and he goes, there's no more town. The town's gone. And you sit there and go, it's gone. And
it's an ancient town, too.
All stone buildings and you know what? Once that starts to crumble, look out.
Mm.
It's not going to be good when they get done over there because there's so many people that get crushed. So that is such a tragedy.
3:00 in the morning.
3:00.
Something
3:30.
Like that.
Yep. Terrible.
You had brought up, when I was talking about the amusement park in Japan, there's actually another section of Japan called the Trees of the Sea. It's about northwest of the northwest part of Mount Fuji, and the density of the woods is so thick
that when you walk into the woods itself, it feels like nighttime, even though it's daytime on the outside. You cannot see the sun. And it is the second most popular place for suicide in the world, with number one being the Golden Gate Bridge.
And
wow.
They don't
really?
Stop them from
yes.
going in those woods, though, right?
The authorities have tried to, but the issue that the authorities have is that there's at least 50 or so bodies every year. I'm sorry, 100 or so bodies they find every year, and they're just dead corpses because people just walk in. They either can't find their way out because
oh.
of the density of the trees, or they are going there to die. And the woods itself became popular off of the novel. I thought I wrote it down, and I didn't. The other problem is, other than the novel inspiring the woods, is that the iron is so, the magnetic iron from Mount Fuji is so intense that it ruins everyone's compass.
Mm.
So a compass in that woods does not work.
Hmm.
So, yeah, when you go in, you're in, and most people, if not all of them, do not come out.
They need to do breadcrumbs or a rope.
Something.
Yeah, there's
yeah.
no birds.
Something.
Well, I'm joking.
So
you know what I mean.
If anyone were to do a ghost hunt, you have to make sure you have an exit plan,
mm-hmm.
and B, get ready for a lot of haunting, because there's a lot of...
You'd have to do a rope thing.
That's what
okay.
I figured.
Tie a rope
to a tree that's
outside.
And then
you have to make sure that you're not stepping on any bones or anything else
like that. Does that affect GPS?
They can't use GPS in there.
What about cell phones?
That's
GPS.
Oh, I thought it's just a compass.
Yeah.
I was reading
the compass, yes.
Oh,
but
so it's affecting the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking
about... It affects everything.
You're not going in there if you have an assignation, right? You're not going in there if you have an assignation to go through later.
Why not? Unless it's your last
you'll never
one.
Come out.
No, I wonder
you don't
how.
Miss the assignation.
How did they pick that word for that?
Assignation.
It's all about the ass.
Yeah.
Something about assigning assignment or something like assignment.
I got it.
Well, yeah,
but they
correlated that with a lover thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't even sound like that kind of thing.
Oh,
a secret
lover. Just said
Tris.
Yeah,
well.
I don't know. I've always known that.
I don't know. Somebody else obviously agrees with it.
There you go. Hey, huh?
No, I'm just using the flex. Read
it's
my
on.
Notes. Yeah.
There you go.
She's been using that the whole show. It's not always working out.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So what's going on with the store?
We're going to the suicide times. September 9-9, right?
Was it the 9th or the 8th?
The 9th is a Friday.
Ooh, that's a good number.
The second Friday of the month, and that means? Yes! Bring a friend. I've already got some friends that want to come.
Really?
They've already said to me, so when is this? And I confirmed it with you the other day. It's on September 9th, which is 9-9. Yeah. It'll be a good night.
Yeah.
And I think there's a full moon in that. It would be nice. But it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Do we have any idea who's going to be here with you as far as...
All the usual to be here.
Aspects.
Yep. Jen, who does tarot and Reiki and... Shannon with her palm readings, myself, and Eleanor should be here for the portraits.
Hopefully, yeah.
Cool. Outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say?
Yep.
Okay.
Shannon will be here, and she's here every month, too.
I had a palm reading.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. It's not a palm reading. It's a palm reading.
Yeah.
So you look at your past and your future.
Mm-hmm.
You look at both palms. And she tells you something, you're like, huh? What?
And you can get one of those every 6 months. People don't usually know that.
You can get one every week if
so,
you
well,
want.
Your,
you know,
the your palms
it,
change.
You.
Your palms change
right.
every about every 6 months, she
yeah.
said. So some people think they only need to do that once.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you
well,
know,
it's just like
change.
Reading. You change because of whatever happens in your
they,
life.
That can change
right?
in, like, a minute.
Well, so then you should get a reading
or a
every
second.
Day. Every day.
Yeah.
You should get a reading. But, what time does Bring a Friend?
12 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it's
on
walk-in.
The night, Friday on the
mm-hmm.
night. It's a walk-in. There's no
yep.
appointment.
Walk-in.
And if somebody wants to just talk to you and down and...
973-209-7070
okay,
or
now,
trinitymetaphysical@yahoo.com.
Okay, but I know there
973-209-7070.
That's it. The 973 is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The 209 is the score. And
it's Hamburg.
Our what? Way of saying we love.
Yeah.
and
it was a pretty cool number when they offered that to me, too, because it was 7.
Really?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like 777.
We're not a limousine company.
No, but
not
thinking of limousine
oh, I
companies,
that.
I heard Uber, the company of Uber is starting to get really nervous now because of the driverless taxis that they're talking about coming out where
what
you would just punch in on a GPS where you want to go and it will take you
Wait,
there.
What's driving the car?
I thought Uber was
driverless.
I thought Uber was
That's
doing.
Impossible. How did
no,
they get there?
Tesla. Tesla's doing it now, driverless. Driver.
They have driverless buses now in Denmark.
And years
yeah,
or less.
Well, Denmark.
They're way
ahead. They got like 3 buses in all.
I'm gonna have to get me one of them. I'm gonna get my personal driverless
personal
car.
Driver.
With one of them blow up ones like they have on Men in Black, where he pushes
what?
A button and. A
Not even gonna touch that.
Come on, I'm talking about
yeah.
the blow up driver.
You can blow up. Make sure it's 30.
Like on Men in Black.
You
can be younger.
It can be any age if it's a blow up.
And then never gonna let me live it down.
That you're gonna be attending towards the end of September.
Yes, the Woodbridge Psychic Fair.
The Woodbridge Driver Convention.
We're all with you.
Woodbridge. at the Barron Arts Center.
What?
The Barron Arts Center,
and
which is very haunted.
And what are the hours for that? Is that like 9 to?
I believe it's 11 to 5.
11 to 5.
Civilized.
Yes. And are there going to be a few people there, or a lot of people there?
I think there's 7 or 8 of us. But
well,
then there's two vendors also, Trinity and then the
beautiful
carcass. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, they're all readers.
Excellent.
So
Janet's going to
be there too, right?
Yep, and Jane Doherty.
Wow. So, like, out of all of them. You're the best, and then Jane, he goes down.
You're biased.
Well, what can I tell you? You know, in fact, I just, I had an appointment today with the manager of our branch to go see this fellow in Florida, he's out of business, and he's a chiropractor, and he just moved into this really nice
The chiropractor?
I'm sorry, no, he does, what do you call it, rehab stuff.
Okay.
You know,
physical therapist.
And he's got his own place, and he sits in, he says, yeah, and it's a huge place. He sits in, he goes, I'm thinking about developing the basement area, too, into maybe an office or two, and he's talking about acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, is that all, is acupuncture? He goes, why? I said, did you ever think of expanding, like, the energy work and stuff like that? And he looks at me and goes, no, he says, I didn't think of that. I said, or, you know, massages. I didn't think of that either. We started talking, and then I was asking him about who refers to him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he said that he's got quite a clientele,
mm-hmm.
and they all refer people to him. I said, but what about, you know, like doctor's offices? Because obviously he's doing well.
Right.
And he sits in and he goes, well, he says, some of the doctor's offices are locked in with these certain different areas. They have, you know, contracts, blah, 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 with each other person, this and that. I thought, well, I got this, let me have a few calls. But I mean, really nice guy, and I'm sitting there saying to myself, he's talking about the type of business he does. And he does a very healthy business. He does a great business. He's got a staff there, you know, in the office doing all the billing and stuff. I was very impressed. But I'm sitting there saying to myself, why would he stop with just him, you know, doing the physical therapy? and having somebody that does acupuncture and not go further.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said those things, he was like, I don't know.
Well, maybe you just
good
put a
point.
Little seed.
Well, you never know. You never know. So we'll see what happens. But he's a great guy. And I was thinking that, you know, if he's going to do it all, he really should think about everything. Not just, you know, what he's physically doing.
Where is he located?
In Sparta. Huh. Yeah, he's in Sparta. So it's not far for not anybody that we know. But what else is going on? Anything else going on?
No, wait. Jackie does fabulous energy.
No.
Jackie?
She does. No. Fabulous.
He healed
me.
Finally healed
me.
He's like, not true.
Super fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, super fabulous. Yes.
It's
he
super.
Is. I've never heard, you're the one person I've never heard anybody complain about what the service they do.
Wait a minute. There was a guy that came in here, you told me about him, and he thought he could get a massage.
Assignation.
Massage.
He might have complained.
He
called again the other day.
It happened again?
He called again the other day.
Same guy?
Mm-hmm. He wants a massage?
Maybe it's not the menu.
He wants
a different kind of massage.
Man.
How
old
is
he?
I didn't want to take a chance on letting him come in and see first.
Is he 37?
Do you have clients come and park on the other side of the party line and you can screen him now?
Well, anyway.
Jackie can spot him coming.
Yeah. Usually by the pole.
There we go. And on that note,
his muscles, his arms, and
might
be
wrong guy
with the bulging arms, you know?
Right.
So what are you guys thinking about it?
The word of the evening is.
Yes, it is.
Probably for
now,
the
forever, level. It's going to be anal instinct and asking.
Anal instinct.
You don't ask. Assignation. Don't ask.
And para-unity.
Or
para-nudity,
yeah.
Well, it always works.
Now, that's hell with the show, sir.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Well, listen, we're just about out of time. I don't want to.
I'm glad we finally got on the air.
We finally got on the air.
We're sorry it took so long.
Yeah, we're sorry it took so long. Keep going.
Okay.
But anyway, we're going to be here again next week.
Bulges and all.
Yes, with the bulges and all, you know. And we're going to.
And we'll bring her resignation.
We're hoping that if you guys were listening tonight and it might have been your first time, you can go back to our podcast. We have plenty of other ones.
There are
some that
found new ways to
listen to those too. And just want to let everybody go around the table and say good night.
Good night from Jackie.
Good night from Bert.
Good night from Paul.
Good night from Dana.
And good night from Charlie. Listen, guys, we had a great time. Hopefully you'll join us again next week, okay? Have a good one.
Bye.
Good night.